I came into the world on July 5, 1945, which was election day in the UK, barely 2 months after VE Day in May. I arrived in Bristol 11 years after Grandpa Pritchard, the tailor of Gloucester, died in 1934, but more of him later. I remember being frightened of the dark, dressed in my smock, and later sleeping in Granny's bed, seeing Germans in every shadow. Austerity Britain started in 1945 and lasted right through until 1954. I remember having to ration the small, rectangular orange juice bottle and other things I loved. Granny Summers, from Piddle Trenthite in Dorset, lived in a council house just outside Bristol. She was born at the end of the Victorian age. Dad quit the fire brigade once the war was over and returned to teaching. Mother stayed at home looking after me. Bread and housing were scarce, propitiously for me. London TV returned to 20,000 pre-war viewers in 1946. I have no memory of the great freeze that tortured us all from January through March 1947, and there was a hot summer in 1947. Power cuts. We stayed in a little suburban flat in Fishponds, Bristol, which still exists, over a doctor's surgery, until mid-1952. Was it the same doctor who told my mother not to let me eat bananas because they were rubbish? My birth date marks my destiny, and sure enough, on July 5, 1948, the UK National Health Service started. Doctors gave us medical checks at school, and dentists inflicted pain. My local infant school in Fishponds was demolished in 1950. I remember sleeping afternoons, my blanket with its duck design, and Jill, the first girl I fancied, sleeping next to me. The free milk they gave us tasted rotten when warm and was undrinkable in winter, when frozen cream popped through the top. Close by to the school was a tuck shop, where a real monkey sat on top of a wall. I loved it and called it the Monkey House. I can remember eating tinned snookfish, a nutritious South African favourite. Apparently Britain imported 10 million tons. Little did I know how important South Africa would be later in my life. Dad had purchased a war surplus army staff car, license KHY-192, which had seen service in the Western Sahara. Since it was painted in what seemed to be yellow camouflage paint, I called it the Flying Banana. It took us everywhere for many years, at a time when new cars were impossible to buy. The Banana took us in early 1952 to a new rented flat in Down End, Bristol. A big place in an old house with trees and treehouse, a garden and co-op sports ground right in front. A kid's paradise. A new infant primary school for me in the Gloucestershire part of Bristol, where I met up with other kids who were to become my lifelong friends. I still visited Granny on Sundays for roast beef and potatoes, with beef cheaper than chicken at that time. The best taste ever. Post-war Bristol was a grim place. You saw war damage and bomb sites until the early 1960s. I remember Broadmead replacing the old shopping centre, much against the wishes of local traders. There were new toy shops for me, and the taste of Five Boys chocolate. My parents, I remember, smoked Woodbines, Craven A, and Bristol cigarettes. I hated the smoky air. It made me cough and splutter all over the place. Infant school passed by peacefully, although Miss James and her great pair of knockers troubled me.